that they're talking about.
Well, no, I agree, and I think with Nikki on board and kind of changing the direction of Parks and Rec and all these different types of programs, I think what you're actually doing is, as I said, you're bringing net revenue to the town that can be used for other things. Where in the past, Parks and Rec activities generated no revenue or loss funds for the town, so.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's a good change, and, you know, that's coming about because we had staff to do those things. In the past, we didn't have that. In regard to, you know, how the expenses fit into the overall general fund, they're probably going to stay at a similar percentage, I would think, because as if we expenses are increased, whether it be adding personnel, I would expect that to be pretty much offset by the increase in revenue that would be going along with that, by bringing in new different types of programs and expanding what's already been started. So that kind of in a nutshell is kind of how it all fits in from a budget perspective. Kind of, I want to repeat a lot of what Nikki had done. She did a great job with that, providing a little detail. So I don't know if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, flip it back to that one where you said you were selling a lot of park benches. Which slide was that? And I mean, that one right there. You said.
Right, it's under the category that says bluefish sales, which we kind of combined all that.
Right, right.
And so it's the sale of bluefish, there were benches that were sold and swings that were sold. Sponsorships.
Okay. How long does that sponsorship last?
I believe it is a lifetime.
So 100 years from now, that thing is still going to be there.
Well, in theory, yes, but I can't hear me.
Yeah, I was fixing to say, so you can't, I mean, that's nice. I mean, that helps me out to get the income, you know, knowing that much money's coming into the town. I'm glad to see that. I just hate so in other words, we don't have any more benches to sell. We're out of benches.
Presently, yes, unless there's something else that will be done, you know, at a later date. But right now, anything that was originally planned has been sold.
Don't you think about a 5-year lease or anything?
They wouldn't have sold them if they had that.
Yeah, but you try it though. Yeah, but you're not going to sell any more now until 100 years from now.
No, they wouldn't have sold them.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
That's a. Dean, you're making a presumption there.
It was apparently.
Well, if you want to get out and sell them, you could have that presumption.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, Dean, that's how we make our living.
We do that approach though with the disc golf sponsorship. There's an upfront cost of $300 to sponsor a hole, and then there's an annual maintenance fee of $50 a hole.
Well, that's good, but I hate to see that blue column evaporate.
Right, and I mean, that is why I see that change significantly from 2000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to help the town, not being an
You're going to ask Nancy.
That's a valid point. No, I didn't think about it at the time.
Right, so at this point, they're kind of that the program was designed basically around a lifetime. unless
there are spaces that you can put in new benches.
I mean, yeah. There's plenty of boardwalk.
Yeah. Like that brick I paid for at UNC in Chapel Hill. I mean, they're not going to pull that brick out in 5 years and tear down the building and put up new brick. It's the same thing.
This is crazy.
Well, I understand it.
Well, the bulk of it is. I mean, with a lot of general fund expenses, whether it be stuff that Public Works does, whether administration of finance, a lot of that is supported by property tax revenue. That's our biggest sole source of revenue for the town. That's over 50% of the town's revenue. So a lot of things that happen on, you know, kind of the general operations of the town are supported by property taxes and sales tax. I mean, those two revenue sources are probably 75% of the town's revenue, 80% even.
But I was just thinking the parks and recreation revenue is way below what you show as expense.
Right, and that's where I said there really needs to be growing of the programs that Nikki has started now, when it actually nets money to the town. Early on, when I think Parks and Rec programs were started, the intent was, especially with like a tennis class, for example, maybe some others, was to establish the program. So to do that, The decision, I guess, was made by the Parks and Rec Advisory Board to pay 100% of the revenue back to the instructor. So there was nothing retained by the town.
But you know, that Parks and Rec Department is never going to pay for itself.
Right, it would be very difficult.
Revenue coming in from classes or rentals. And you have that in every town. But we are making an effort to offset some of that by trying to get some revenue.
The chart that's missing is that offset.
I have a question. If a hurricane were to come through and destroy the benches and the places where those fish are located, do you start over or do you have a duty to recreate the fish?
I'll let Nancy answer that. So.
In the case of a natural disaster, if the town decides to rebuild the boardwalk and the benches or swings, then we would offer the people the chance to get their fish at cost.
Yeah, I don't think there's any perpetuity. I mean, I bought a fish. I don't expect any perpetuity for that fish. When it's gone, it's gone. I want another one, I guess I'll buy one.
If it's normal wear and tear or something, then
it's not a forever fish. That's my question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Thanks, Art.
Thanks,
Al. 2015 holiday schedule. Miss A. No.
For our personnel policy, each year in October, I'm supposed to come to council for you to tell us what 2 days and we get off for Christmas. And as you can see, I missed my October deadline. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why do I do this every year? Why don't I just ask you to amend the policy to set a definite holiday schedule so that we don't have to readdress it? And in doing that, talking with staff and looking at what the other towns in the area follow, Carolina Beach and the county both follow the state holiday schedule. Hightsville Beach and Wilmington do not. Our schedule right now does not follow the state. We take President's Day in February and 2 days at Christmas. The state does not take President's Day and takes 3 days at Christmas. So I'm asking you to amend the Article 7, Section 2 of the personnel policy to observe the North Carolina state holiday schedule. And also we have a requirement in this section of the policy, which we don't have in vacation or sick, that requires an employee to work the day before a holiday and the day after to get paid for the holiday. This is a detriment, particularly to our public work staff. They often can't take vacation except, holidays, vacation around holidays and in the off season. So it's a penalty really, and it makes it hard for the department heads to schedule time off without, costing the employees not getting paid for that holiday. So I'm also asking you to delete that requirement that's in the policy. And if you're feeling especially generous or magnanimous, I was told to make the recommendation that you can amend the policy that would follow the state schedule with the addition of President's Day. So that's what I can do, and I can come to the office tomorrow. Nikki and Arlen are all in. Questions?
How many years have you asked for this, and how many times has it been approved? I'm just curious. Because you made that comment in the beginning. You said you've asked for it every year, and it didn't
work. Well, the way the policy is written, it specifies all the dates except Christmas. It says 2 days.
Right.
And by October 1st, I'm going to come to council for you to tell us whether it's Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day, or Christmas Day, or the day after, or whatever.
I see.
So the rest of the policy, it outlines New Year's, President's Day, Good Friday,
okay.
2 days of Thanksgiving.
Okay, now I understand.
This year, last year you voted to give us an extra day at Christmas. That wasn't unusual. We have 12 holidays. This year we have 13. Following the state schedule, it keeps us at 12.
That's all. I think that she should come to council every year and ask for this.
I really don't have a problem with that.
I never thought that taking vacation the day before or the day after a holiday was detrimental to you being paid for that holiday.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Being a state employee for 30 years.
Yeah.
That was not... So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that line right there. If you signed up and got approved vacation, you still got paid for the holidays.
But according to our policy, you don't.
Oh, well.
Our policy says if you don't work the day before and the day after, you don't get paid for that holiday.
We need to fix that.
That's okay. I wonder why that policy was in there.
Yeah, that's not right.
I know you want to make a motion.
No, you can let me get all the second.
Okay.
So you are, what are you, you're asking for us to make a permanent change to the...
So amend, so what is the wording on your agenda?
Oh, okay, that's what I was looking for.
Amend Article 7, Section 2 of the personnel policy.
It's okay.
Go back to the agenda.
Body of the agenda. Okay, I'm on the wrong. I'm looking through the explanation. There you go. Hang on, I'm getting there.
That hard copy.
He's faster with paper than I am on the PC. That's pretty. That's pretty sick. But hey.
You want me to read it and you make the motion?
I'm getting there.
I'm getting there,
Nancy.
There it is, right there.
Oops. And so next year in 2015, Christmas is on Friday.
So you get Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
That's it. And those are vacation days.
It was always okay.
We're not going to pay any attention to the Scrooges on this end of the table.
It was the day before and the day after Christmas. So if Christmas was on Wednesday, you got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off.
State policy is Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after.
And so Saturday's the day after. That's the day
you
after.
You get Monday.
So work day.
Monday. So you get Monday.
Yeah, I must have
okay.
Wrong now.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay.
Then
I would move that we have a motion to amend Article 7, Section 2 of the personnel policy to observe the North Carolina state holiday schedule and delete the requirement that an employee must work the day before and after a holiday to receive compensation.
I second.
We have a first, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay.
Thank you.
Building department.
So, what happened with that? I'm just curious.
It passed.
Oh, okay. You did. You got it. Okay.
It passed.
Had a little heartburn with the Christmas thing.
You know, building department, no. Fire department, no. And police department, no. Public works department. There's no one here from public works, but appreciation goes out to those guys for all the work they did for the Christmas show.
Yes.
Along with Tammy and her gang. Discussion and consideration of old business. Town hall reorganization.
Okay. David Hagler and I met with Nancy to review some of the particulars in the request that was initiated by council to take a look at what's going on. David's not here to represent himself, but I believe David and I were of the opinion that the addition of a new staff individual, which would, with the primary function of finance, would be necessary to get some of the things that were listed on Nancy's list of things to be done, that they could be accomplished. So this would be a hire for the finance department, or the finance group, and we decided that the broader question of department heads would be best served in a discussion of all of the council during our retreat, so that we would move that question out, but that we would support a hire not to exceed $25,000 a year, I believe, for financial support for the town. So I don't know if there's any other questions, but there was a long presentation that Nancy gave us. We went through a lot of the detail as a group, and then David and I agreed to go talk to her about it. We did. We debated, I would say, probably a good hour, maybe an hour and a half. And that was the conclusion we came to. It's not necessarily the conclusion that Nancy came to, but it is a conclusion that David and I came to.
I have a question. In the write-up that we have, it says, effective January 15th, the cost not to exceed $25,000 to be transferred from the contingency fund, which would be for the last 6 months of this fiscal year. You said not to exceed $25,000 a year.
I meant,
which one is it?
I'm sorry, that's my mistake.
Okay.
It is outlined as she outlined it.
Okay, just for that 6 months?
Yes.
Okay, because... Okay,
it doesn't necessarily have to spend all that money, but up to that amount.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
I make a motion that we transfer $25,000 from the contingency fund to hire a full-time employee predominantly for finance and discuss the possibility of separating the finance and recreation?
Yes.
And recreation departments during our budget sessions in January.
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? No. Okay, it passed. Okay, separate finance department. Oh, separate finance department.
We're going to do that in January.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that.
So that's off.
BNC in January.
Discussion and consideration of new business, land acquisition.
Okay,
now, we had a special meeting in December. We had a closed session, and council authorized our agent to purchase some property. And the staff recommends financing this purchase along with a purchase of 334 South 4th Avenue for 10 years at 3% interest. Total to be financed not to exceed $425,000 with an approximate annual debt service of $49,823. This equates to $140 for each of the lots on H Avenue and $113 for the lot on 4th Avenue. With this estimate, since we don't know full cost related to closing costs and possible appraisals, we expect this to be a high estimate with final costs coming in less. Financing requires application to local government commission, LGC, which includes a fee of $1,250. Purchase contract is written so that enough time is allowed for the financing process. Estimated closing would be March 2015. Council may finance for 59 months, which does not require LGC approval for public hearing. Estimated annual debt service would be $90,823. Staff believes this amount of debt service would have a significant impact on future budgets should the sale of town property not occur within 59 months, and therefore does not recommend this. So, what's y'all's...
If I could preamble this a little bit,
okay.
The town currently has a set of lots on Sandman, which are not necessarily conducive to town government activity. Ingress, egress to those lots could be difficult for emergency vehicles. I mean, if it was to house emergency vehicles, and it's just not near any existing town property. Now, there is a set of lots contiguous to our public utility department, which is at H and between, it's on H between 3rd and 4th. Now, this is the last land that we can identify that is next to any community facility for potential expansion, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So the intent here is for us to resolve any differences we may have relative to selling the lots on Sandman, using that revenue to pay for contiguous space, which the town can use in the future for whatever the council and the citizens deem is the best use of that land. It gives us the ability to essentially take lots we wouldn't have the opportunity to really use for municipal purposes to a set of lots that we might wish to use for municipal purposes, whatever is right for the citizens of the town. So it's an opportunity. If you look at the land and next to public utilities, there's an empty lot next to that facility. That's actually for a gravity-fed station. We really can't use that for any type of use, or we would have to do a lot of changing around of sewer pipes, and the expense would be totally significant. So we really need to just look across the street. And the reason to take the action on the lots across the street is principally to get a set of contiguous lots that the town can use to the benefit of the citizens of the town at some point in time. It is so needed.
And if anybody else has questions.
If I make this motion, can I make them all three together? Then I need to make them all at once.
Nancy, all three together at once? Or one at a time?
One at a time?
All three at the same
time. Just add in, we're talking about a 3% interest rate. That's an estimated until we actually get all the proposals back. But that was a preliminary.
You said it was high, so okay. Like to make the motion, Steve?
I make the motion to approve an offer of purchase of $140,000 each for lots located on 402 and 406 H Avenues. I make the motion to approve resolution R14-12 authorizing the filing of an application for approval of a financing agreement authorized by North Carolina General Statutes 160A-20 to finance costs associated with the purchase of 402 and 406 H Avenue and 334 South 4th Avenue for 10 years at estimated 3% interest. And I make the motion to schedule a public hearing at the first item of business on the January 20th, 2015 agenda.
I second.
Discussion?
Have it.
In my mind, we still do not have a justification for the purchase of this property because it has never been discussed in connection with any long-range plan. It has been discussed for years in this town that we build a new fire station on the corral and we improve the existing town hall. We have never discussed the need or the possibility of buying additional lots in Curie Beach in order to expand Curie Beach Town Services. Until we have looked at that in detail, and we may very well decide that that is our goal. I do not feel that this purchase is justified spending this type of taxpayers' dollars on this project. Thank you.
Mr. Craig,
yes.
Have we discussed buying this property before?
We have.
Within the last 2 weeks.
I'm talking,
No. We actually discussed the possibility of this property last January.
Okay,
Steve, have we discussed buying this property?
We have discussed buying this property.
Thank you.
I believe if you look back at the minutes, and please don't interrupt me. If you look back at the minutes at the budget session a year ago, I believe it was in January, February, our building inspector, John Batson, brought it to the attention of the town that there were a couple of lots that an individual who had passed away, her heirs might be interested in selling those lots. There was very little, if any, discussion by the council. What we said was we would like to have more detail on the Sandman lots and the possibility of selling those. And no town staff or council member was directed to investigate the possibility of purchasing those lots, and never did we ever discuss, first of all, not just what those lots could be used for, but we have never ever discussed what our vision is for the future and what we need to do to meet that vision, except for expanding this town hall and putting the new fire station on the corral. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second.
I'd like to make one other comment, if I may. The town has an opportunity here that is probably a short-lived opportunity. And however you feel, you're justified in the way you feel. I believe that that opportunity for the town is important, and we will find a use for the citizens of that property that will be maybe more profitable for the town than the Sandman lots, particularly if the Sandman lots can be turned into residences that will bring in tax revenue for the benefit of the town and the rest of the populace. And the revenue from those towns should more than cover the cost of this, from those lots, should more than cover the cost of this. So I understand your points, Emily. I understand where you're coming from. I don't necessarily agree with them. And I think it's an opportunity the town has to take. Like, intelligent people have to act on things that occur when they occur, or we can miss it. Matter of fact, we did miss it the first time.
We had instructed Mr. Batson to stay in touch with the attorney for the property. The attorney was let go by the family. We did not know that. Property went up for sale, so then we had to.
That is not in the minutes.
No, it isn't.
It is now.
That's just factual.
Yeah, it is now.
A year ago.
It is now. Okay, all in favor, consider by saying aye.
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 I'm going to second. Who seconded that?
I
seconded it. Thank you.
I'm sorry, was that right? Yeah.
3-1.
3-1. I think so. Did you vote nay?
Meeting of HOAs regarding town-owned land on Sandman. Now, David had to be called away for a family emergency. His wife is very ill. He's in the hospital and staying with her, as he should. What we would like to do is set up with Beach Walk and Jerry Dunes a meeting that we can sit down and discuss it. So the only times that I think were not advantageous to us was, let me see.
I cannot do 112 and 1 through 116, or 120 and 121. Those are his dates he cannot
do. He cannot be, David can't do with us.
And since we have Beach Walk here and
Curious
here, we can probably go ahead and set dates for January. Right now, if we can. If that's okay with you guys.
It's the afternoon or evening?
After 6.
We are entirely at the town council's convenience.
Okay. Well, we know Mr. Hagler, who wants to be involved in this, can't be on 112 through 116.
Right.
And 120 and 121. Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I'm here on behalf of Pat Brennan, who's our Beach Walks president.
Yes.
She's asked for me to appear before you, and I have a couple of my colleagues here. I have Mike Gentile and Joe Trulove. Joe's on the board, Mike's on the stormwater committee. And I'd like to take a moment with them to see what dates would
work. Yeah, that's great, please.
But the second thing I want to do is to see how you propose to proceed with this. Do you envision this to be kind of like a mediation where we can get somewhere and and talk candidly, or is this going to be done in an open forum like we have today?
No, it will be done in mediation type form. Yeah, we're going to have some roundhouse discussions with everybody.
Excellent. We're in favor of that. We've got some big concerns about the sale of the Salmon property because of the impact that it could have on our stormwater compounds.
Right.
And we're now in the process of trying to get those repaired, and any detrimental aspects that these sales could have could greatly affect our ability to fix our ponds. And we also wanted to talk to the folks in Curie Dunes in the town about some assistance with our ponds, because presently more than half of the water that ends up in our pond system doesn't come from us. It comes from Curie Dunes. It comes from the town. And what we're interested in is to talk about that and see if we can come up with some sort of equitable solution to work that out. So we're looking forward to talking with the town and the Curie Dunes, see what we can accomplish. So we're well in favor of this.
Okay. Well,
can you put that, Nancy, down? That way make that part of the meeting.
I can do that. I just talked
Mr. Moffitt.
To you
or
go ahead.
And
if you're not
going to
do it at a council meeting, you might designate
a
council
meeting. We're going to assign
two council members to this.
I would like to attend that meeting, and I assume Craig would like to attend that meeting too, if for nothing else from an educational standpoint. So it will have to be an open meeting, and it will have to be advertised.
It can be an open meeting, but it doesn't have to be advertised. Thank you.
If the entire council is attending, that does not have to be advertised.
If someone wants to have it advertised, they may, but it's not required.
No, that's not what it's required. It's not mandatory in my adult life.
It works much better if we can talk candidly amongst ourselves without having to have positions that we're coming from and trying to defend. It's much easier to deal with it as a meeting.
We'll have it a nice meeting, a democratic meeting. David and myself will be representing the town. We'll like to have two people from your organization, two from yours.
Okay. Hey, for whatever it's worth, Curie Dunes certainly was of the impression that we were going to have initially a smaller meeting rather than a huge meeting, just because we've got some fairly esoteric things to talk about that don't really lend themselves to having 80 people in the room.
Yeah, I kind of agree with them, Dan. Let's get a small meeting first and then go into public hearing after we've met.
Well, after.
After.
How are you going to do it?
You can't have a closed meeting. We've got to have it in open session. Or an open
meeting. Well, originally, Mr. Hager was designated as the liaison for the town council, and he came and met on the property with myself and a couple of individuals from Curie Dunes. I think we're going to try and define the issues initially with a smaller.
That's what we wanted to do. So
the council can decide now that only two of you shall appear along with these other committees, then you can go ahead and hold it wherever you want to hold it.
Right.
But if the general public wants to attend, you're going to have a hard time keeping them out.
Yeah.
It seems to me it'd be far more logical for the entire council just to show up.
Thank you.
Two people be designated to do the talking, and rather than confer with the other council members, and we proceed from there. Get this thing out of the way. I've been wanting to get this thing off my mind for 8 years now.
That since you
found insane.
If two people speak for Beachwalk, that would be fine with us. But I'd like to, if the council's going to be there, I would like for our board members and our stormwater committee people to be there also. So that, if we don't want to be limited to two people.
Right.
If y'all aren't. And I'm sure you would want your people to show up.
A couple other folks, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we could have everybody speak.
No. Well, we'll do is set, four tables up in a roundhouse discussion.
Yeah, I think we agreed actually to have one representative, and our subcommittee is chaired by somebody who's not even on our board, but he's a builder and developer and much more knowledgeable about any of this stuff than I am.
Okay. So. All right, so you're open at any time.
Yes, sir.
And Tom, what's it you want me to discuss that?
Let me have two
Mike
minutes
and Joe
to see what we can
get. Yeah.
Can I ask question while we're waiting?
Yes.
Because I miss it. The purchase that you're discussing on H is not contingent on the destiny of Sandman.
No.
But you're hoping to subsidize that purchase.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I think we can come to an accord that the 8th and the 9th, either of those days would work for us.
8th and the 9th?
Okay.
Which? The 8th or the 9th? Which one?
Let's do the 8th.
Oh,
okay.
8th?
Okay.
The 8th is fine.
Okay, the 8th. All right.
And what time?
It's after 6 is what David requests because he has the...
Well, let's have a little bit at 6:30.
Okay.
6:30.
At the community center, so more room to put their four tables.
Community center's just for Aikido. Yeah. They can do it here. We have four
here.
Tables. We
okay.
Can do it.
Yeah, this works fine for us.
That's fine. That's fine. 8th
and 6:30.
All right.
And this is not a council meeting.
No.
All but the principal's.
The public is invited if they want to come, but it's not a council meeting. That suit everybody? Okay, thanks. If there's nothing
and
else.
So who's going to be there? Like, from you guys, just so I can
have. I said it four times.
Dean
Lambeth and David Hager will be representing the town.
And that's it? Yeah.
That's
but
it.
There will be four, at least four, maybe five council members there, okay?
Listen, I can't play. I got to go in the audience.
Brady, who will be there to have an NCAA?
What's that?
Try to keep me out of everything.
Oh, there's a basketball game? It's probably going to be at the basketball. No, I'm only kidding.
All right, is there anything else come for this council?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second. Any discussion? We're adjourned.
No.
It's a little late, we
want to stay here longer.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is that here? Okay.